Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The numbers are out. The quake hammers Japanese car makers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Steve Chiotakis. Now the global perspective, when we take a look at what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Toyota reported a massive hit to production following the earthquake. The Japanese carmaker said today output plunged 30%. Honda's output has been cut in half. It was a tough quarter for another Japanese company as well. Nintendo reported profits down 66%. The game console maker wasn't hurt directly by the earthquake, but has been hit by some new competition. From Tokyo, here's the BBC's Roland Burke.
Nintendo needs to power up its slumping sales. In its earnings report, the company says that profits have fallen by two-thirds in the past year. Plus, there's a looming threat of smartphones, which offer much cheaper, more portable games. Jay Defibau is an analyst with MF Global.
It's an issue for Nintendo as well as Microsoft and Sony, the idea that you can buy a quality game for $1 or $2 or $5 versus what Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo would rather have you do, buy something for $40 or $50 or even $60.
Nintendo says one way it hopes to stay ahead of the competition is with the first handheld 3D device you don't need 3D glasses to use, the 3DS. It went on sale late in February, so we won't find out how well that's been doing until Nintendo's next profit report. In Tokyo, I'm the BBC's Roland Burke for Marketplace.
In royal wedding news, economists have worked out the real cost of this week's nuptials to the British economy. Turns out it's going to cost a king's ransom, as our own Stephen Beard reports from London.
Forget the cost of policing the royal wedding and the cost of all that pomp. Some economists say the real loss to the British economy will be a staggering $50 billion. This, they say, is because the wedding day this Friday has been declared a public holiday, and it falls between two long holiday weekends. There's Good Friday and Easter Monday, and then May Day next week. The net effect is that many Brits may take off the 3 days in the middle, making an 11-day vacation in total. All that idleness could lop a 0.25% off Britain's GDP. But Justin Urquhart-Stewart of Seven Investment dismisses this dismal forecast.
But actually, when you give people time off, and they're in a good mood, and the weather's quite good, they'll be much more productive when they get back to work.
And he says the wedding may well inject a much-needed burst of optimism into Britain's depressed consumer economy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The markets have some cold feet this Monday morning. The Shanghai Composite Index is down 1.5% this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei Index dropped 0.1%. Oil prices up 0.4% to about $112 a barrel this morning. That after rebel forces in Libya, who control some of the most important oil-producing areas in the country, said oil facilities have been damaged in the fighting.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Healthcare reform continues to be the subject of heated debate. Some opponents say the plan could hobble small businesses, but some small business owners say not so. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Welcome to Oregon Translation, where local translators serve your global...
Get switched into voicemail at Oregon Translation in Portland, and you hear good news about the economy.
If you are calling to apply for a job, press 4.
But if you want that job to come with health insurance, might as well hang up now. Owner Virginia Anderson has 8 employees, and she'd like to offer health benefits to attract more talent.
I did look into it several months ago, and the answers I got were cost prohibitive.
Anderson's hoping health care reform will help her afford coverage eventually.
Well, that's the goal, right? But we'll see if it happens.
Paul Fronston of the Employee Benefit Research Institute says starting in 2014, state insurance exchanges will let individuals and small businesses shop for coverage. That'll give them more options, even if it doesn't reduce costs.
So an employer might tell their employees, we could only offer you $2,000 per person that you could use to go out and buy insurance through the health insurance exchange. So it facilitates the employer doing what they could afford to do rather than doing nothing.
Doing nothing is an option. Companies with up to 50 employees don't have to offer insurance. Above 50, the penalty is a couple thousand per employee. Business consultant Gene Marks is getting some interesting questions from business owners.
The average cost of health care for their typical employee is around $10,000 to $11,000 a year. If I get rid of my health care plan, I'd only have to pay $2,000 a year. I mean, why wouldn't I do that?
Then the employees could get a government subsidy to chase down their own coverage. Rick Poor has a shirt printing business in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's not ready to send his 30 employees down that road.
I'd rather have the guy that's watching the stuff come off the back of the machines concerned about quality control rather than whether, you know, Timmy is going to get his medicine.
Poor's premiums have been rising by double digits. He's hoping health reform will give him the same clout as bigger businesses to negotiate a better deal. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, women's clothing sales are on the rise, according to market research firm NPD Group. A lot of that was thanks to jeggings. Those are jean legging hybrids that look like tights and have a lot of give. Sales jumped 200% last year. In related news, the New York Times reports companies are trying to standardize women's clothing sizes to do away with vanity sizing. That's when stores try to win customers' love by marking sizes as smaller than they are. So we'd all know exactly what jean size we really wear. I'm thinking buy stock in jeggings. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
What happens when you're so sick that healthcare companies won't touch you and government help is too expensive?
Technically, we qualified for Medicaid, but we wouldn't have any money to pay for the house or buy gas or anything like that.
I'm Kai Rizdal, High Risk Insurance Pools. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.